SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Radar screens at New Jersey's Newark Liberty International Airport went black again early Friday morning for 90 seconds. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
There was a glitch in the system this morning, especially at Newark Airport, as you all know. I spoke to the Department of Transportation. That glitch was caused by the same telecoms and software issues that were raised last week. Everything went back online after the brief outage, and there was no operational impact. DOT and the FAA are working to address this technical issue tonight to prevent further outages, as well as install new fiber from Newark Airport to Philadelphia.
The first radar outage on April 28th led to hundreds of flights being canceled or delayed at the Newark airport in the past 2 weeks after the FAA slowed down traffic at the airport to ensure safety. President Trump says not all countries will get as good a trade deal as the one Britain negotiated with the United States. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The new trade deal with Britain will cut tariffs on UK cars from more than 27% to 10%. And the president says the baseline 10% tariff for the UK will not be a template for future trade deals with other nations.
That's a low number. They made a good deal. Some will be much higher because they have massive trade surpluses.
The president said the UK agreement is the first of many more trade deals to come with U.S. trading partners. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Pentagon has ordered all military leaders and commands to pull and review all of their library books that address diversity, anti-racism, or gender issues by May 21st. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 119 points, the NASDAQ up a fraction. This is SRN News. A sex ed summer camp is canceled.
When the University of Colorado Boulder announced it would host the event, the backlash was immediate. The camp, which urged children as young as 10 to join in, announced it would discuss everything, quote, related to sex, bodies, sexuality, bodies beyond the binary, pleasure, and self-love. The primary sponsor was a local abortion clinic. The outrage grew to such high levels that UCB says it will not be holding the sex ed summer camp after all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israel's offensive in Gaza following the deadly attack by Hamas on October 7, 2023, has been criticized for the suffering it's imposed on civilians. But a new poll by the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research finds 50% of Gaza residents support the October 7th attack. The report also indicated 75% of civilians do not want Hamas to disarm or be disbanded. This is SRN News. The Texas House gives the governor a new power.
Legislators agreed to let Governor Greg Abbott determine the countries whose residents, governments, and other entities could be banned from buying property in the state. Members granted the governor such power when they amended Senate Bill 17. Whose real estate sales restrictions were limited to countries that the U.S. National Director of Intelligence has designated as national security threats. Currently, that list includes only China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia. The bill now heads back to the Texas Senate. John Scott reporting.
A former CEO of the nation's largest waste management company who currently serves on the FedEx Board of Directors will take over control of the U.S. Postal Service. The chair of the service's Board of Governors announced Friday that David Steiner will become the nation's 76th Postmaster General. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.